The mandatory code of conduct is being recommended for the dairy industry. The ACCC has completed its interim report highlighting the power imbalances between processors and farmers. Rural reporter Eddie Summerfield caught up with United Dairy Farmers of Victoria President Adam Jenkins.
We'd like to see obviously more detail coming out in the extended report in April, but our first thing is fairly benign. It's identified clearly that there's no bargaining power between the farm gate and the processor. We knew that already. What it has identified is a fairly big lack of bargaining power between the processor and the retail sector, and they haven't really tackled that. There's not a lot of solutions there at the moment.
So talking a little bit more about the bargaining power imbalances, can you talk me through them? What are farmers experiencing at the moment, and has that been reflected by the ACCC?
Yeah, and I think one of these things is obviously what happened last year when we had a price drop halfway through the season and farmers had no way to navigate that. They'd already bought the input costs into the farm. They'd sort of got their level of production up to a certain point and then the processors turned around and dropped that price. So therefore, they have a lack of bargaining power in that space. So, you know, the solution at the moment, we've obviously put a voluntary code of conduct in, which comes up for review very shortly, to try and strengthen that transparency and that relationship of contractual arrangements between the farmer and the processor.
The key recommendation is the establishment of a mandatory code of conduct. I guess speaking to the voluntary code that's been in place for a couple of months now, how could a mandatory code improve the industry?
Yeah, look, I'm pretty cautious of going straight down a path of mandatory code. I'd like to see more information. As I said, there's a lot in the report around the farm gate processor bargaining power, but there's a lack of detail around the processor and the retailer sector of the bargaining power. And they've quite clearly identified that the retailer in this whole process holds all the power, and yet they haven't tackled that. So I'm a little bit cautious of a mandatory code of conduct. It's something we can obviously have a look at, and when we see more detail, then we can make some more recommendations.
As far as addressing the cost of production that farmers are always up against and meeting those costs, does this report address that well enough?
No, not really. I think it's pretty benign. Again, you know, there's lots of analysis there, lots of those things, but the solution is really, you know, to try and create a really healthy market competition. And again, the report identifies the market competition between the processor and the retailer is a little bit flawed, yet they're not willing to tackle that problem. So at the farm gate and the processor sector level, there's lots to be done, obviously, but they really haven't tackled those really big issues.
And one of those issues, of course, $1 per litre milk. Are you satisfied with their analysis there?
Absolutely not. So we know that the $1 litre milk is problematic in the supply chain. Again, that retailer processor power, not only on dollar milk, we extended out that. It actually starts extending into the whole value chain of cheese and other products.